the Dublin Web Summit 2013. Starting soon, starting the 30th and 31st of October, will be humongous. Or certainly, if Paddy Cosgrave and Dara Hickey and their fabulous young team are concerned, it will be just mega. It is rumoured and even written down that there are going to be 10,000 there. Now, last year, if my memory serves me well, there were about 3,000 there, and I thought that was a lot. But 10,000 this year, well, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be more crowded than the Matchmaker Festival in Lisdoon Varna. I mean, and that is really talking. It is going to be that jammers. Now, last year, and this audiobook is going to be all about the Web Summit of 2012, but particularly it's going to lead on to what I'm going to do this year at it that will be radically different from last year. Last year, in summary, I made 72 podcasts. I shared 72 podcasts from the Web Summit. It's a two-day event, and to be honest, it's more than that because it's the evening before it starts. It's the evening of the first day, and it also continues into the evening of the second day, really, because journeying back from the summit is also part of the total experience. And I suppose, you know, reflections after the Web Summit in the next 3 or 4 days, or for some people the next 3 or 4 weeks, also extends the life of the summit. And there are also some people who go to an event which I'm not even 100% sure is on this year, called Founders. And that's where people who have founded very big businesses gather privately to congress with each other. So that usually happens the day after the Web Summit, and that would be on Friday. Okay, back to 2012. It was very big. I got very active. I put huge amounts of energy into it, and in one level, it completely exceeded my expectations by a factor of 10. I went there aiming to speak, if possible, to Robert Scoble, and also hoping against hope that I could speak to the founder of Mushy Monsters, Michael Anton Smith. And not only did I get to speak to both of them and, you know, found that they were human, they actually spoke to me. I didn't fall apart in their company, but the list of all the people who are well known that I spoke to at the Web Summit in 2012 flabbergasts me now as I look back on it, and will probably flabbergast most people when they see it. And in addition to that, there were huge numbers of other people who are not household names or who don't own businesses which are household names who I spoke to and with whom I made podcasts of our conversation. So it was a highly active, highly exciting, highly stretching, and very, very, I was going to say draining, but it didn't really drain me. I got so full up with the energy of it that one person I spoke to and said goodbye to would just feed, that energy would feed into the conversation with the next person. God knows what people really thought about me when they met me, because I must have been ever so hyper. It's very difficult for me to judge how hyper I was, but I certainly invested all of the time, absolutely all of the time that I spent in Dublin. We did a very soft launch of our own company last year at the Web Summit. Change Agents branding was launched at the Web Summit, and it, you know, very softly, but I certainly put myself about. Now, 2013 is going to be so different. First of all, it's just going to be on a scale that I can't imagine. I mean, I really genuinely don't know how 10,000 people are going to be fitted into the space, and there may be more spaces than I've memorized available. And that's just for the so-called working time that takes place during the day, and that does not count all the venues that will be active in the evening. So it's going to be enormous like that. But I'm going to have a laser focus, and that's really why I'm making this audiobook. Last year I went, and I certainly spoke to every celebrity who I could. So if I was walking up the stairs, and there in front of me, and this is a true story, was Pat Kenny from RTE at the time, right in front of me. I didn't just admire him. I went straight over to him, sat down, said, "Hello, Pat, I admire you on the radio. I'm from Change Agents, and I've got Audioboo here. May I talk to you, please, for a minute?" And, you know, that was what it was like. And nobody said no. I mean, these people are terribly approachable, I found, anyway. But this year I'm going to be different. You know, as a general mantra, I'm not going to speak to any celebrities unless they approach me. There's a good reason for this. Well, there is one exception. I would like to speak to Gary Vaynerchuk because he's a good friend of Chris Brogan's, and they made a wonderful video conversation recently between the two of them. And at one point, somebody said to me that Chris Brogan was also coming to the Web Summit. But I would actually, I admire very much Gary's book, Crush It. And I've watched a number of YouTubes of Gary speaking, and I've got a kind of the Gary story, the backstory, where he came from, what he did, his family business, how he transformed his family business, how after transforming his family business, he completely burst the business model wide open and, you know, turned out to be a wine reviewer and built a whole much, much bigger business based upon his particular unique style of doing wine reviews, and so on. So I have a big interest. But apart from Gary, there is nobody. I'm not going with an agenda to see anybody else, but except the following types of businesses. My laser focus is going to be exclusively on Irish startups, and particularly the ones that I think have a future. Now, who am I to judge? But for some reason or other, I'm going to have to focus in on talking to some of them rather than others. I haven't yet got any criteria established about which ones are going to be top of my list. You know, are they going to be very techie? Are they going to be very social? Are they going to be business to business? Are they going to be business to consumer? I haven't made mine. I'm probably more likely to take a portfolio approach and hedge my bets. So I'll go for several different types of startups, or else I'll do what I did last year, which is just talk to whoever comes across in front of me. So, but basically, I want to talk to Irish high potential startups about a particular topic. So it isn't just going to be, you know, whatever you know comes into my head at the time. I'm going to go into to talk to them all about one topic in particular. They can talk to me about anything they want to talk about, but my topic in the conversation is going to be about branding and what approach they're taking to branding their new business. To what extent do they think about it? To what extent do they receive help from others in relation to their branding? To what extent is, you know, branding an afterthought? To what extent do they build their brand first and then build a product second, or whatever. But it's very, very laser focused in on the branding of high potential startups. And secondly, as sort of going along with that, the branding of medium-sized Irish companies. These type of companies would be our, you know, to be blunt, our number one target companies for change agents branding. In Ireland, they would be our preferred companies in our local Irish market. So I would be focusing on those type of companies, you know, rather than trying to go after, let's say, Guinness or Microsoft or you know, Pfizer or any of the really big companies. Because frankly, if we got a job, you know, redoing the branding for one of those companies, we'd have to scale up to such an extent that, you know, we'd be completely, we could fall over if we got an account as big as one of those ones at the moment. So I've got a focus. It's very commercial. It's, you know, in this going to the Web Summit for a business purpose. I mean, I'm also going to enjoy myself, but that's the focus going to be, and I'm going to go targeting them. I'm going to get the list. I'm going to pick them. I'm going to go and see them. I'm going to go to the competitions where they're presenting themselves. I'm going to do my best to talk to every Irish one who gets past the beginning of it. I will definitely focus in on the ones that are travelling from Cork on the bus, on the train, sorry, on the special train that's travelling up to Dublin. There is a sort of Startup Express, I think it's called, organised by, or sponsored and organised by Trustev, T-R-U-S-T-E-V, that's an Irish startup, and also sponsored by Microsoft, and forgive me if there are other sponsors who I haven't got my head around, but that's